They are man's best friend, but not all of them have homes. And our pet of the week this week, I believe, was found along a highway. Is that correct? Esperanza is her name. Matt Williams is joining us live now from the Washington Area Animal Rescue League. Matt, welcome back. Tell us about our pet of the week.
Well, thanks. It's great to have for you to have us. I really appreciate it. We, by the way, the cat we had here last week was adopted yesterday.
So oh, good
we're really
news.
Happy to hear
good
that.
So we're doing some good work
exactly,
here.
Exactly. Well, Esperanza is a great story. She's a hound mix who's been with us now for a couple of months, but she's been here for a while because she was pretty ill when we got her. She was from South Carolina from a partner shelter down there. When she got here, she was literally starving to death. If your listeners want to check out the website, there's pictures there.
Yeah, before and after pictures.
Yeah, and she was some of our vets who have been a vet for 20 years had never seen a dog this skinny actually alive. And but what we found was that she had a blockage in her intestine, and our doctors had to go in and do an exploratory to find out what was going on. Found a corn cob lodged in her large intestine. She couldn't keep anything down, so they went in and removed that corn cob, and they sewed her back up, and since then she's been really fantastic.
Eating up a storm,
absolutely,
huh?
and full of energy. So
she went from, 27 pounds to?
To about 50 now.
Yeah.
So she's really put on the way like she should be now, and she's energy level has increased dramatically. She'd be great for someone who's got some time to play and to show her a good time, but she's fun because she gets all of her exercise, and then she absolutely crashes and burns on the couch. She's just
she's a puppy, right?
Yeah, she's only not even two yet, yeah. So she's still got a lot of fun to go.
What kind of mix do you think she is?
We really don't know. Right. You know, it's one of those things where we don't know what we've gotten. We guess there's some hound there, but we really, you know, between all that it could be, we really don't know. But she's I think folks would love to check her out and see her. She's sweet. Really fun to play with.
She is sweet.
And just
and strong.
Yes.
She's got quite a muscular build.
She's a sturdy dog.
Yeah.
She would probably run, chase a tennis ball or something for a long time.
Yeah.
So we do that a lot at the league now.
Well, now that she is bouncing back and doing much better, do you think she would work a home with young kids, perhaps? Someone who could run around in the yard and play?
Yeah, I think she'd probably be best if they're older kids, maybe.
Okay.
Young kids, we just don't want them getting knocked over, you know,
right.
and a bigger, more active dog sometimes is not great for a young kid.
So, if you put a little time and energy into training her and getting her to sit and...
Well, that's the whole thing, yeah. It's training. We do offer some training classes at the league, and people could check that out as well, because that's certainly something that for a dog like Esperanza, training would do her a world of good.
And how do we find out about her?
Check us out on WARL.org, Washington Animal Rescue League's website. Come see us. We're on Oglethorpe Street, just up North Capitol Street near Tacoma Park. Inside the district.
And if you go to WTOP.com, you'll see pictures and all of the contact information so you can reach out to Matt and his team at the Washington Animal Rescue League. Matt, thanks for coming in again.
Thanks
very
Matt.
Much for having us.
Bye,
see you
Esperanza.
Soon.